This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the morning after the Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitted President Trump of two articles of impeachment brought against him by U.S. House Democrats, he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared together at the National Prayer Breakfast, Pelosi giving the opening prayer.
We thank all gathered at this prayer breakfast for lifting our voices to the millions who are missing or murdered because of their faith.
When he spoke, President Trump seemed to be directing some of his remarks at Pelosi. He had famously said once, when she had said she prays for him, that he didn't believe her and she was lying.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Bernie Sanders continues to lead a tracking poll less than a week before the New Hampshire Democratic presidential primary. He's first with 25% support in the WBZ Boston Globe survey released late yesterday. Pete Buttigieg has moved up to second with 19%. Former Vice President Joe Biden is down 3 points to 12% and third place in that poll. He was taking some shots at Bernie Sanders while he made a stop in New Hampshire yesterday.
He calls himself a democratic socialist. Well, we're already seeing what Donald Trump is going to do with that. He's a good man, but he labeled himself.
Fewer Americans filing for jobless claims. The Labor Department says around 202,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's a decrease of 15,000 from the previous week, as that total was revised up by 1,000 to about 217,000. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making it official with the announcement of the launch of the 27-nation International Religious Freedom Alliance.
One of the objectives of the International Religious Freedom Alliance is to adopt a collective approach of protecting and preserving religious freedom around the world. Mr. Pompeo said, people of every faith or no faith should be free to believe as they desire.
Every human being has the right to believe in whatever it is they wish, to change their faith or to hold no faith at all. Indeed, we must affirm and fight for that truth now more than ever.
I'm John Clemens.
Idaho authorities say they have found children's items in a storage unit rented by the mother of two missing kids. 7-year-old Joshua Vallow and his sister, 17-year-old Tylee Ryan, have not been seen or heard from since September. Their parents, Lori Vallow and her husband, Chad Daybell, fled their home in Rexburg, Idaho, back in November. Family members have raised concerns about the children and have been pleading for their safe return. The East Idaho News saying Valo rented a storage unit in Rexburg in October, and the credit card on file was declined last month. That's when the storage company called police, and inside the unit, police found bikes and winter clothes for kids, a photo album with their pictures, and a number of other items. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's how we roll. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. After all, it's our money, right? $23 trillion and counting. And that deficit continues to run in the wrong direction. But look it. Hey, this is a government up for by we the people. We have the very thing that we keep voting into office. And if you had enough of the silliness, are you ready to get this country back on track? It requires all hands on deck. And we've got to be a force to contend with, and a force for good, not only for ourselves, but more especially for our children and our grandchildren, this next generation that's coming up from behind. What kind of America are we leaving behind to them, right? Okay. Well, the president was at the prayer breakfast, annual prayer breakfast, and some have said that maybe he was trolling Nancy Pelosi. At the prayer breakfast, he did mention that it bothers him when people hide behind their faith. And I think that that could apply not only to Nancy Pelosi, but also to Mitt Romney and what Mitt Romney had to say yesterday. And pretty much, I don't know, would you say that he just kind of burnt up, you know, his senatorial career yesterday in you know, citing and giving the Democrats some sort of, I don't know, lifeline and saying that it was bipartisan, that there was validation for what they have put this country through, this kind of haphazard presentation of these articles, you know, that these articles of impeachment. But, you know, hey, USA Today said it with a big headline, acquitted. And, of course, the White House would like to write in underneath that, acquitted forever. Just like, you know, Nancy Pelosi had insisted that the president would be forever impeached. And there's some that still hold to that. But again, in all fairness and based on our Constitution, and you had, you know, constitutional experts speaking and saying, look at this, lacked veracity. This whole indictment and this impeachment process, it was, you know, where is the crime? You know, as what was her name? The elderly gal, Miss Carla. Was it Miss Carla? Was that her name? The one that did the Wendy's commercial? And you know, she kept saying, where's the beef? Where's the beef? And I think that a lot of people in this country were saying, you know, where's the beef? And now, you know, what we're seeing is that Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff just are not about to give that up. And I don't know if it's going to, if Nancy Pelosi is going to be able to pull the bone out of their teeth. With us right now is Julio Rivera. Always good to have Julio with us. Julio is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant, and a featured columnist at Newsmax.com, LiveZet, and the Washington Times, just to name a few. Julio, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. How are you? are you? I'm doing great. Really glad to be back with you and really glad that Trump was acquitted yesterday.
Yeah, I think, well, we know a majority of Americans were happy and kind of hoping that we can get that in the rearview mirror as quickly as possible and be about the people's business. So we go into, you know, we start going heavy duty into this campaign season, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. I mean, obviously, I think Trump is wildly popular right now. I think he's poised to win re-election, potentially in a landslide. I mean, I can't imagine any scenario where any of the horrific Democratic candidates that are, you know, really uninspiring in a lot of ways can do anything. I mean, how are they going to counter, you know, the successes of the Trump economy at this point? I mean, you know, their plans are going to be to re-regulate industry, you know, to probably raise taxes, where conversely Trump is now pitching another package of middle-class tax cuts. I think that, you know, if he's able to accomplish that or at least run on a platform of give me back the House of Representatives and give me back another, or give me another term, and, you know, things are only going to become more prosperous for Americans.
Well, I don't think America could afford to have Nancy Pelosi with a gavel for another 4 years. They've been quite irresponsible in even presenting this impeachment. I mean, they really sealed their fate, because does America want 4 more years of impeachment and this pursuit? I mean, they have been pursuing Donald Trump even before he got into the Oval Office. And, you know, enough is enough. And meanwhile, the president has to be especially proactive in his team in the Justice Department about the corruption, that has been running rampant. I am not convinced that we have thwarted that out. FBI Director Wray would want us to believe that that is the case. But I think we still have a lot of cleaning up on aisles 1, 3, 5, and 9 to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the biggest problem that Trump had, and I've actually spoke about this and written some pieces on this previously in the first year of his presidency, was he didn't work hard enough to clear out, you know, people that were still within the administration from Barack Obama's time.
Mm-hmm. Julio, I don't think he really thought it was that bad. Most Americans didn't think it was that bad. You know, you don't think that, you know, you're coming into this United States of America, home of the free, you know, and the brave, and and you don't think that you have diabolical forces. I mean, who walks in? I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe in retrospect, he saw himself as naive. And I keep sharing with people. I don't know if you remember seeing him in that first week when he came outside of the offices and was walking, you know, right by the Rose Garden, and the media was out there. Hey, Mr. President, how's it going? How's it going? And the look on his face was quite telling. It was as if he was shell shocked. And he goes, "This is bad. This is worse than I thought." And the way he said that, it was like, you know, it reminded me of the days I happened to be in an industry where there were a lot of Chapter 11, you know, attorneys that came into businesses, and they would look at the books and go, oh, my gosh, you know, and this is metastasized. Just stick a fork in it, call it dead, let's move on. And that look on his face reminded me of that, Julio.
Yeah, I mean, I think that maybe based on the fact that he had previously been a Democrat, the fact that he had given a lot of money to a lot of these politicians who are right, like they're his enemies now, but you know, he did donate a lot of money across both parties, and that's well documented. So he probably figured, okay, once we get down to work, you know, I'll make some concessions, which he's been willing to do.
Right.
You know, people forget President Trump has had Pelosi and Schumer and Democratic leadership in the White House to try to discuss, you know, and a lot of conservatives like myself were kind of critical of that. Like when we had control of both chambers, I was, you know, of the thought process, let's just do what we need to do here, you know,
and fast with a sense of urgency. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That was the thing I kept saying with you, that it was wasted time, that we were missing opportunity. The slower the process was moving. You're exactly right. I'm right with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, hopefully this is something, a lesson learned for the next time, for the next term, when the Republicans, I would say presumptively, are probably going to retake the House, that you know, it's time for the Republicans to do their thing. And if the Democrats' thing, so to speak, is only to obstruct the president, try to, you know, disparage the president, try to remove the president from office, then guess what? You don't get a seat at the table this time around, because it's not like they did anything to advance positive legislation for the American people so far.
Well, you know, and I will say this. I know the president, and, you know, gave the Republicans a lot of credit for the USMCA, but he really needed Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to get it across the finish line. Otherwise, we'd still be talking about it, Julio. And those are the things that demonstrated to the people that when we work together, it can be better. Julio Rivera is with us, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S.? What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Independent we are. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. He is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com. Julio Rivera continues with us. Julio, after everything is said and done, boy, I'll tell you, the president's speech of the State of the Union, I thought was so congealing and unifying. I know the Democrats don't like to look at it that way, because there's some people, no matter what, you know, when it comes to the unity of the body politic, it would appear that the Democrats have become so disagreeable that you can't even have a conversation with them that's even for their own good.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you know, at this point, listen, we've reached, a historic divide in the history of the United States. We've seen the illegality with which the Democrat Party operates, the way that they've kind of, you know, I would say made a joke out of the impeachment process under the Constitution. Mm-hmm. They never really had grounds to conduct this. This has always been kind of an infomercial, I think, for the 2020 election. Like, let's embarrass the president as badly as we can. And they are. They're like petulant children. They're going to behave in this manner between now and November. And they're going to be the ones that are going to be obstructing, you know, the process of forwarding legislation, trying to really deliver on the promises that they made to their constituents. All those new congressional reps, they barely have a year in office.
Right.
You know, when they retook control of the House, it only was a year ago since they swore in and, you know, the Democrats took control of the House. They've done nothing. It was Mueller. The Mueller investigation, they had Comey in there.
Yeah.
Then that transitioned into this impeachment nonsense. All the news about the, you know, the Ukrainian call, all the hearings. You had Jerry Nadler subpoenaing 81 Trump associates that are loosely associated with the president and really attacking their civil liberties. And President Trump, since June of 2015, this is unprecedented, I think, in American history. You've never had a United States citizen probably have his civil liberties attacked to the level that President Trump has. It's all well and good if you're legitimately a criminal and you go out and you try to get, you know, warrants to surveil people's associates and you want to get phone taps and you want to do all these things if somebody's legitimately breaking the law, you know, and something is discovered. But this has basically been a 5-year almost fishing expedition where they've turned up nothing. And I don't expect the Democrats to stop here. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, once, you know, everything kind of calms down and dies out, where they're going to start, you know, a new impeachment inquiry on something else.
Right.
Because they're certainly not going to stop digging, looking for evidence of a crime that doesn't exist. I mean, as far as we can see, if you conduct a 5-year investigation into someone and you aren't able to procure any smoking gun evidence, then, I mean, at a certain point, you have to stop. I mean, is President Trump going to be living under this type of pressure for the rest of his life?
It seems to be. I mean, they spent over $70 million, think about it, in the Mueller investigation. And, I mean, you put all that, all those attorneys, you know, especially people that were antithetical to the Republican Party and Donald Trump specifically, and they couldn't come up with anything. And lest we forget, and this is where the Democrats are really good at projection, the very thing they're accusing the president of, even Jonathan Turley called him out for it. He said it's so obvious. The very thing that you're accusing the president of is the very thing that you're guilty of. And you yourself, and, you know, they've projected out this whole situation and this whole Russian collusion that was done under, last time I checked, I think President Barack Obama was president at the time, was he not?
Yeah. I think this was always a preemptive attack, I think, against President Trump for a variety of reasons. But one of them, you know, where the heat really got turned up on was when they found out that potentially, you know, the basically taking advantage of the power that they had under the previous administration. You know, Joe Biden flexed his muscles
right
in order to get Hunter Biden that job. You know, the Pelosis, the Clintons, the Obamas, even the Romneys at different points have used their political clout to gain favors with these foreign entities. And I think that what wound up happening here is when Trump tried to expose that, they went full court press against them to protect their own interests.
But it was Joe Biden himself that indicted himself. He's on camera saying he, in effect, did pro quo. He effected a pro quo act there on the Ukrainian president then at the time, and was going to withhold $1 billion in aid to that country unless they fire the prosecutor. Those are his words. That's not you and I or Adam Schiff even up, you know, talking story here. You know, this is just straight up his lips, our ears. Those are the facts, but yet he insists that, this was already looked into. It's, there's nothing here. It's a done deal. Why are you, you know, let's move on. And the other thing, Julio, and it's only recently they're starting to bring it up again or for the first time, is that Hunter Biden was on U.S. 2. He was on Air Force 2, which is the vice president's plane when he's occupying the plane. He doesn't even get his own ticket to go to Ukraine or go to China. He is on the people's plane doing business for himself off the coattails of his father. Man, this looks bad, and it's worthy to check out, but they just want to, you know, say that, well, Donald Trump, you know, violated something. He shouldn't be doing it himself. Well, where's the Justice Department? Where are the other people that are supposed to be looking into this?
Yeah, just like you say. I mean, it's pure projection. The only quid pro quo was Joe Biden. The only Russian collusion was Hillary Clinton with the Uranium One deal and all these things, you know. And it's funny, too, because this is all common knowledge. The sad part is the fact that, you know, the media is going to, I think, protect the Democrats no matter what the scenario, no matter what dirt gets dug up, you know, against them, you know, as far as how illegal, you know, in the depths of, you know, how the swamp, if you want to call it.
Well, exactly.
Under the previous administration, they're always going to get protection from the mainstream media. And it doesn't matter if the narrative that you're trying to push is actually the truth or not. People are going to run with it. And the word on the street is to the common American, you know, that isn't really dialed in or paying attention, is that Trump did something. Maybe it wasn't impeachable, but in their minds, he did something that was slight, that was probably not perfectly legal. But none of that is true. I mean, the only thing that the Democrats have done here is forever going forward, foreign policy and diplomacy is forever affected on this, because now anytime the president of the United States, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, gets on the phone with a foreign leader, they're going to be looking over both shoulders. They're probably going to conduct a call with a team of attorneys, make sure that every word that's said on that phone call is
exactly
approach,
yeah,
or they can get impeached for it, you
right
know?
Well, the Democrats have successfully established a new department within the government under the guise of the thought police and mind reading. They're now trying to make a legitimate power force and bureaucracy out of this, because that's what you hear over and over again. Well, the president, you know, and especially Adam Schiff, I mean, went overboard. I mean, his thespian skills were being polished up once again in his imagining of what the president's conversation, what he was thinking about through this whole scenario. And even the language, I mean, when you read the transcript, it doesn't support the scenario, even the thoughts and the things that they would want to bring out. Because, Julio, you know, as we're talking about things, we're creative people. And we'll throw ideas out there, and they get refined in the process. Sometimes we don't want people hearing our creative, you know, the outside public hearing our creative ideas as we're developing those ideas. And certainly the president, as the leader of this country, should be given the same honor. And this is why he's protecting, you know, what has happened inside the Oval Office and the conversations that he's had. And I don't see any problem with that, do you?
No, absolutely not. You know, in order to operate in, you know, in the best interest of the American people, you have to let him do his thing. That's the reason why American people put him in that office, because they trust him to do just that.
Well, he hit a home run at the State of the Union, and I think it was quite a unifying speech for those who, you know, had open enough minds to appreciate what the president was shared with them and the accomplishments that his administration has enjoyed on behalf of the American people. Julio Rivera here with Bill Martinez. Thank you, Julio.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the morning after the Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitted President Trump of two articles of impeachment brought against him by U.S. House Democrats, he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared together at the National Prayer Breakfast, Pelosi giving the opening prayer.
We thank all gathered at this prayer breakfast for lifting our voices for the millions who are missing or murdered because of their faith.
When he spoke, President Trump seemed to be directing some of his remarks at Pelosi. He had famously said once when she had said she prays for him that he didn't believe her and she was lying.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in delivery. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, did you know that at least 3.4 million live with epilepsy in the United States? Well, epilepsy remains a mystery to many, yet more Americans are affected than ever before. And with us is a national neurology expert. We're talking about immediate steps to mitigate deadly risks, reduce related health care costs, and the burden. Epilepsy is a disorder of the brain that is characterized by seizures. Seizures can be debilitating, even life-threatening. Just one convulsive seizure is a potentially shattering event that increases the risk of significant health consequences, including physical injury and cognitive decline. Although epilepsy is widely recognized, few understand it, even those who know someone with the disorder. And this misunderstanding causes stigma that makes it harder to treat. While the number of adults and children challenged by epilepsy in the U.S. is increasing. As I mentioned, Dr. James Wheelis joins us now, professor in chief of pediatric neurology. And he's here. Dr. Wheelis, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, let's talk about epilepsy and what causes it.
Yeah, so epilepsy has many causes. It's a common disorder of the brain. It can be caused by things that vary from stroke to trauma to infection. There are some genetic or family causes. And then for many of our patients, we know they have epilepsy, but we may not know the cause. For all of these, we still have our goal of achieving seizure freedom, which nowadays is possible for most patients.
As far as the seizures are concerned, explain, you know, what they are and why it's important to minimize them.
So seizures really can be thought of as an electrical storm in the brain. Our normal brain functions using kind of electric signals. When those get out of control and we have that storm, it flows out through the brain to the body, and that's when we see, as opposed to the muscles, the kind of jerking in the muscles that most people think of when they think of an epileptic seizure. But the consequences of that can vary. They can fall during it and have physical injury. In children, we can have developmental delay. In adolescents and adults, we know it can cause cognitive decline or cognitive impairment. And the worst-case scenario is someone could actually die during a convulsive seizure.
What about the challenges in treating epilepsy, and how do we improve the patient-provider communication?
So our goal is seizure freedom, and the challenge we have is kind of tailoring the right medication to that patient. So we want that to fit, and we want to make it easy for our patients. So if they work, you know, night shift, if it's a college student, we know they have different lifestyles. We've got to fit our medicine to their lifestyle so that they can kind of be on the medicine regularly and not missing any doses. We know that any kind of lapse in their care, and a missed dose can be one of those, can result in a seizure. And almost half the patients will say that will cause them to have a seizure. So we really want to make it fit and make it easy for the patient to do so they can achieve that goal of seizure freedom.
So while somebody's on medication, then a seizure can occur if there's a dosage issue, either too much or not enough, huh?
Yeah, so for many of our patients, we want to make sure they're not kind of missing a dose that can result in it, or if we haven't got them up to the full dose of their medicine. So we want to pick a medicine that we can obtain a dose that will control their seizures in a relatively quick time frame so we avoid them having another seizure. You're absolutely right.
Well, Dr. Wheelers, how can lifestyle, you touched on lifestyle, and sometimes that can get in the way, you know, in terms of adhering to medication, right?
So not only is lifestyle important for make sure that we fit the medicine into the patient's kind of schedule, if you will, so it's easy for them to remember, but there are things the patient can do. So, you know, making sure they get adequate sleep, that they should be on a healthy diet, making sure if they have triggers, they avoid those that might cause them to have a seizure. And then putting that together with what we're doing from our standpoint as physicians with giving them a medicine that's, you know, once a day so it's easier for them to take. Ideally, a medicine with a long half-life, which means just the medicine will last longer than that day so that even if they're late with a dose or miss a dose, they don't have a seizure. They still have some medicine in their system.
Well, freedom from seizures, as you say, is the ultimate goal in epilepsy treatment, yet we understand that it's not necessarily a question of when, not if, they're going to miss a dose in their medication. So this is all part, I guess, maybe of the learning process, you know, from the person suffering from epilepsy, is that, you know, when they miss a dose, then sometimes a reaction might be a sudden reminder that maybe missing their medication is not the best thing for them.
Yeah, it's really, I think, our goal as physicians to work with them and say, what are strategies that can kind of help you do that, so we're not missing a dose. Now, like I said, one of the big advantages in recent years that helps us achieve that goal of seizure freedom is just the fact that we do have options that are once a day, and that makes it just a lot easier for people to remember to be on track with their medicine and avoid any lapses. Medicine.
Yeah, and you talk about this, Dr. Wheelers, is you know, seizure control, because if you're lax in it, then you could find yourself in the emergency room, right?
Yeah, and for epilepsy, this is critically important because of the consequences. If you, you know, have a lapse in care for your allergy medicine, you might sneeze, but not the end of your world. But a lapse in epilepsy care really has much more significant potential bad effects for that patient. And that's why it's so critically important that we avoid all of those.
And the other issue is the stigma that goes along with epilepsy, right? And some are reluctant to have that discussion with their doctor, which just adds to the problem, doesn't it?
Yes, certainly epilepsy is a disease that certainly carries stigma, even in our modern era. That's why I think what we're doing today and educating patients that you know, one, it's realistic to achieve seizure freedom, but also there are great websites where they can go and get more information, and I think education is the key. One of them that is epilepsy.com, so it's E-P-I-L-A-P-S-E-Y, and it's named that because we want them to avoid any lapses in their care. We really want them to achieve the goal of seizure freedom.
Well, especially when you figure that, what, according to the survey, at least 71% of epilepsy patients have missed at least one dose, and almost 50% report that a missed dose of medication was followed by a subsequent seizure.
Yeah, you would think if you knew you were going to have a seizure, you would never miss a medicine. But like I said, we're all human. None of us are perfect. So from a physician's standpoint, we really counsel folks about, you know, this medicine's got to fit within your schedule, you know, stay on it, and then using these long half-life medications really helps us because it buys us that time window at the end so that if they are late for a dose or missed, that our levels of the medicine haven't kind of fallen to zero. There's still some in their system.
Exactly. Well, and I guess, you know, that's... you know, it goes along with you as you're feeling better and you think, okay, it's an and you just kind of, you know, goes back a mind until an incident occurs and then you realize I've got to stay current with my medication, right?
You hit the nail on the head. When I talk to my patients, I mean, this is the ones that are doing great. That's what I tell them. I say they actually have the harder job because when you're doing good, that's when it's even more important. It's important for all our patients, but it's even critically important when you're doing good to remember to kind of not mess it up, to stay on schedule, to keep taking your medicines, because you don't have that reminder if you haven't had a seizure in 6 months or a year. So, you really have to kind of say, I have to do this because I do want to keep doing well. I don't want to have any lapses in my care.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Dr. James Wheelis, Professor and Chief of Pediatric Neurology. And, if you're dealing with epilepsy, hopefully you're taking your notes here, and maybe the things that your doctor has told you are being reinforced. And also, for those that support people, you know, family members that support people that are dealing with epilepsy, you know, that's also important as well, right, Dr. Wheelis?
No, it's a huge kind of benefit to have support of family members and friends. And like I said, there's great information for both the patient and those folks at the website epilepsy.com. So it's E-P-I-L-A-P-S-E-Y. That really can speak to a lot of these issues and help patients and families keep their seizures under control.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Wheelis, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the information. And as we wrap things up, again, remind everybody of the website.
Yes, it's epilepsy.com, so E-P-I-L-A-P-S-E-Y. Great spot to go for a lot of good information and can help them achieve their goals of seizure freedom.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece. And you open your mind.
And independent we are. We work hard to stay that way. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Good to have you with us here. We're going to be talking about campus free speech. Certainly it's been under attack, a lot of pressure. It's the speech on campuses have been weaponized in a negative sort of way and have been, pretty much discriminated upon. In other words, if you're not going in line with the status quo, which I find it quite interesting, because after thing is all said and done, you have a very, very boisterous, and I say it's a boisterous minority, but they're loud and intimidating, and most people don't want to contend with it. I'm busy going to class and doing other things, so I just kind of ignore it. But meanwhile, because nobody says anything, this gives place and stature to misbehavior. And what is being canceled in this process is the benefits of free speech. I mean, after all, it's our First Amendment right. And when you consider and ponder what our founding fathers thought about free speech and why, of all the amendments, that was number one, that is the basis of everything about the great American dream and concept. It is one that they gave us some guidelines out with our Declaration of Independence and U.S. Constitution, and it's up to us to work it out. I mean, when you think about this history, how many amendments to the Constitution 242, 243 years later? If it was that messed up, we'd have a lot more amendments in play here. But, getting back to the basis of free speech, that is foundational. And if that is compromised, then, the whole idea of democracy and freedom implodes on itself. And this is what happens on attacks of any kind of culture. The two things they want to take away your guns, they want to take away your speech, and they want to form fit your ideas and speech so that you go along to get along. And meanwhile, you have this rather militant group of people. And now it's not even so much what you're saying. Now it's what you think. You know, this is what we've experienced with this latest impeachment fiasco. And I say impeachment fiasco because, look, if it was a legitimate impeachment process, I think most Americans would welcome and say, look, that's why our founding fathers gave us the power of impeachment, so that if we have a president of the United States who is violating his commitment to the American people, and he's violating the principles of the office of the presidency, then yes, you know, by all means. But if there is no crime and there's no law and it's just a matter of your opinion and it's because you don't necessarily agree with the process, then we have issues here. Our next guest is trying to get a hold of me and on the wrong line, so we're going to try to redirect here in just a moment. And it's Nikki Niley who is trying to get a hold of us, but my cell phone is not available as contact, so we'll have to try and see what we can do to get a hold of her directly, so we can have her on the air to talk with us about this issue of free speech on the campuses. Nikki, oh, okay, she is joining us now. And she is the president and founder of Speech First. Nikki, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
I was just laying the foundation of, what has been happening and how the attack under, of our First Amendment right, how that is such a foundational, amendment to our Constitution, that free speech has to be protected. And the campuses have been under attack by a very boisterous, and I maintain it is a minority of people, but they're very loud and very abusive, and people are just saying, look, I'm busy about taking my classes. I don't want to get into this fight here, right?
Right. I think you're right. People are being terrorized by a vocal minority, and the stakes are very high. I mean, I talk to students who are doxxed by their fellow classmates, by Antifa. That's when your personal information is put online. Students who face disciplinary repercussions, students who face, bad grades if they express a political or religious viewpoint. And so students are making what is a logical but a sad calculus that it's just easier to keep my head down and my mouth shut.
Exactly.
And that is, that's a horrible important for not only for education, but for our country as a whole.
Exactly. So who's going to fight for them, if not them?
Right. Well, I feel like I'm old enough to remember when the First Amendment was the one amendment that both sides liked, that everybody liked.
Yes.
And so it's been sad now to see, certain parties fall away and say, well, yes, we should ban speech that hurts people's feelings, that dehumanizes, because no, there are no carve-outs. There are no exceptions in the First Amendment. Sad to me to see polling of high school students, of college students who think, well, of course the Constitution doesn't protect hate speech. No, it doesn't say that, but you don't have a proper civics education, so you don't know that.
Exactly. Well, because when you abandon first principles, then, it's a free-for-all, and that's where we are right now. We've unanchored, if that's the right word to say. I see it's like that hot air balloon that has a hole in it that doesn't have anything holding it in place, and it's just pal-malling all over the place. And that's where we are right now. I mean, to the point that it's not only the words, but based on what we just experienced with this impeachment fiasco, now you are under attack for what you think or what they say you think.
Exactly. And it's so sad to me because, the First Amendment is there for a reason. It's the number one for a reason.
Right.
And it protects everybody. This is how disenfranchised groups throughout history have been able to get out their message, persuade their fellow man. This is how suffragists and abolitionists, civil rights activists, LGBT activists were able to get their message out. And so now to see it used and wielded as a partisan weapon to shut down people with whom you disagree is so sad, because you think, what will society look like if people think it is not only appropriate, it is morally right to shut down somebody who I disagree with?
Well, the rise of the cancel culture has been quite pernicious, and we are going to, it's going to be at our expense if this continues, because it just, to your point, and we discussed this earlier, Nikki, that you know, ideas, you know, new innovations are all going to be stifled if we can't have a conversation about these things. I mean, you know, case in point, for example, I know the other night the president talked about the USMCA, and I will say this, I was disappointed that he didn't give credit, you know, to Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. And I understand. I mean, we're coming off of this impeachment stuff, and his feelings were probably hurt, and, you know, all that stuff brought into the calculus here. But the fact of the matter is that if the Democrats didn't work with the president and the Republicans, the USMCA wouldn't have been taken over the finish line. And so we have to give credit where credit is due. And what it demonstrates is that when we work together, we're a better America.
Yes. You know, for my issue in particular, I'm working on free speech. I was really heartened this week to see a bunch of statements that were put out by Senator Warren, Senator Sanders, Andrew Yang, people who I disagree with on many, many things. Mm-hmm. But they all expressed strong, robust support for free speech. And I thought that was awesome because, yes, you're right. We do, when credit is due, we should definitely try to come together in trying to heal some of these divisions.
Well, and here you have these candidates, you know, Senator Warren and Andrew Yang and, you know, and even Bernie Sanders, they're on the campaign trail, and you're there sharing your ideas. And if you're going to be shut down and invalidated and canceled, well, you know, that doesn't make for a very successful campaign, does it?
Right. I mean, there are many. Yeah, there are huge differences just among Democratic candidates. And so if there are some viewpoints that are unwelcome, that are just not, you know, not able to discuss certain topics, then you and I both know there are so many topics that are not able to be discussed in public anymore.
Right.
It's boring, but we still, you know, we deserve to know people's viewpoints on these. And I want to throw tough questions at people. Defend this. Why do you think that that's the right path forward? What if this happens? What if that happens? I mean, censorship, suppression of speech and ideas doesn't, as you and I know, doesn't make it go away. It just drives it underground.
Well, what you do, I like what Peterson had to say in his book, The 12 Rules of Life. When you do that, you kind of render yourself stupid because you stop educating yourself. You stop expanding the thought process and ideas. And really at the basis of all our development and growth, it starts with a flashpoint, an idea that comes out that you may not have it all figured out exactly, but you throw it out there. And I'm, you know, my wiring personally is, you know, I'm an idea person. I generate ideas, and sometimes I've been criticized for it, but it's like, oh, it's okay, but I can't help but be who I am, because at the end of the day, consistently what's happened is that was the predicate. That was the seed that then became germinated, and it grew into something that was, you know, pretty effective as a result. But yeah, in this day and age, in this culture, some of that process is hindered.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, how many students go to college when they're 18 with a perfectly formed viewpoint.
Right.
You learn, you change your ideas, you evolve. Other people do, but we're retarding that growth by not allowing people to engage in those discussions.
Kind of amazing. We go from one extreme to another. We have situations like this, as you say, by your own observation, and I agree with you that we go to campus, we still have a lot to learn at 18, but yet some countries will listen to a 16-year-old rant and rave, and you know, so, you know, maybe I'm participating in the cancel culture myself, but hey, that's what ideas are about. You put them out there, you test them in the marketplace, and you see what works, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I like the idea. She is the president and founder of Speech First, Nikki Neely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
we've all seen and